Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio. Just lifting up the name of Jesus and trying to see people saved and healed and set free and delivered. And we're just hoping and praying that you'll tell your friends and your family about the broadcast and let them join you. And just come on in and worship with us and praise the Lord with us. That's what it's all about tonight, is lifting up the name of Jesus. And we want to welcome all of our new listeners from all over the world, wherever you may be. We just say welcome to Reaching the World for Christ broadcast. And Facebook listeners can put your prayer requests in the comments below, and we'll get with them and pray over them. And we'd like everybody to remember our pastor's family, Pastor Don Harris. He has a sister in the hospital. Doctors say that her heart's wore out, but we're just trusting God and believing God. Yes, so just pray for her tonight, all the believers. Pray for her. Pray for the family. And the subject for tonight is 1 Timothy 6. We're going to come out of verse 6 and 7. Some of them might read it all, but I'm going to just read 6 and 7. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. A lot of people think that they can take things with them when they go to meet the Lord, but you can't. You cannot take nothing out of this world with you. Just Jesus, if you got him in your heart, that'll be the only thing that you take with you. But that's what the subject is for tonight, and I see that we have some on there right now. We just want everybody to join in with us tonight and just worship the Lord with us. And we're going to have Tim to come around and obey the Lord. Just pray for me tonight. I'm short of breath. And just ask God to touch me tonight. You ready, Tim?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, God is on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for them beautiful songs this afternoon. We thank the Lord for you that's tuned in out there this evening. And we just pray that them songs was a mighty blessing to you. And I know they was. Hallelujah. Praise God to hear the songs of Zion. I'll tell you, the only real Savior that we have, and His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. There ain't two or three ways in. There's one way. There's one Savior.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said there's one Lord. There's one baptism, and we all baptized into one body. Praise God, which is Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, we're blessed if we know who He is this afternoon. And we just want to pray one for another. Got a lot of requests been coming in. If you've got a request, just send it in down at the bottom there. Praise God. And they'll write it down. We'll be praying over it. And as Sister Betty's already said, why, we want you to continue praying for my older sister right now. Praise God, her name's Irene, and up in Park West, in bad shape, her heart's just played plumb out, and they give her a few days to live, but God knows all about that. But she said, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to meet the Lord, I'm tired of this life, praise God, and but we want to pray for her children. It's them that's left behind and them people that don't know the Lord all over this world.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's what we're doing here this afternoon, is trying to present Jesus to you and tell you if you don't know Him in the free pardon of sin, well, He's a knocking at your heart. He's a dealer with you today, trying to help you. Because you know He wants me to be lost. He don't want you to be lost. He wants our people to come and get right with the Lord. We got all kind of people, and we're praying for you that's out there lost. And I need you to pray for my lost children and my lost people around and about. And remember, churches that's everywhere lifting up the name of Jesus, preaching the Word of God, praise God, to this lost and dying world. Hallelujah. And just pray and get behind each other and build each other up and strengthen each
Amen.
Other in the Lord. And I'm telling you, praise God, the Lord's helped me along the way, praise God, to draw closer to Him and to love everybody. Praise God. You don't have to come to church where I do. But wherever you go, if you've been born again of the water and the Spirit, praise God, and you're a child of the King, you know Jesus in the free pardon of sin, you're my brother and my sister, and I've got to love you. Praise God, we might not ever hide to just exactly alike or cross every T. Praise God, to maybe the way somebody else, your writing is different than mine, and mine different than yours. But we all got to see one thing. Hallelujah, and that's Jesus and Him high lifted up, that praise God, if we're going to heaven, hallelujah, there ain't no other way to get there but that
Amen.
We come by Him, praise God, and go through Him. Hallelujah, cause He come. Hallelujah, in this world to seek and to save that which was lost. But we all got people out there. Praise God, I won't remember Brother J. Mason and his family's lost ones. Praise God, his wife, Dora, and all them. Praise God, and my sister, boy, Jeff, ain't got no circulation, as they seem to think, in his leg. Needs a touch, but he needs God. Bruce and all of them, man, that needs the Lord in their life. My own kid, kids, Trace and Jasper, and all of the others out there. That's all we have for to highly exalt the name of Jesus and lift Him up, because He said If I be lifted up, order all men unto me. Praise God, and I want to lift him up. I like to tell people about him and about his love and his goodness and what he done at Calvary for you and for me. Praise God. And I just pray for them today that are sick, beat down, and needs a touch from the Lord. And praise God, but our worldwide, all over this world, people that ain't come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm glad the Lord opened my eyes one day and let me see, praise God,
yes,
that I needed a Savior. And when I call on the name of Jesus, I pray he'll come into your heart. He'll come into your life, Jesus said. I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, he said, I'll come in. I'll sup with you and you and me. I'll be a father to you. You can be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord. I'll tell you what, we're blessed, church. We're blessed more than I can ever tell you. Hallelujah, to be able, because we all know that it's appointed unto man once to die. And the Bible said after this, the judgment. I like to think about what's waiting on us on the other side. Praise God. Remember that Jay went up to see Irene there the other day, and praise God, as she's laying, her heart just barely trucking along, and about ready to leave here and go on. And I thought, man, I'll tell you what, praise God, I'm glad that there's something to wait on a child of the King. I ain't talking about a burning hill, a lake of fire, or people going to be weeping and a gnashing of teeth, crying and dying forever. But I like to think about a place that's called heaven. I pray that Jesus, when he walks here, and he has given me fulfilled his mission and done what he was sent here to do.
Man.
You'll have to excuse my voice, it's bad. But nevertheless, he come for one reason, to die for you and I. Only he died on the cross of Calvary and made a way for us that we could live and that we could have life. It come on. That he told us there. He said, I've got to leave you. Oh, I've got to go away. Praise God. And the Bible said, when he told them disciples that, don't you know they were sad? Praise God, they walked with him. They followed him. I think it's about 33 years and a half that he was on this earth. 3 years and a half he preached and went about everywhere that he went, healing all matter sickness and diseases, opened the eyes of the blind, healing the crippled and the lame. I was walking. I had kids that was possessed with devils, and the spirits would cast them into the fire and into the water. But friend, when they met Jesus, Jesus casted them out, and they was made whole. Healing, praise God, delivered, and set people free. Give them joy that was unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. And it come to that time, though, that he fulfilled what he come to do. And he told them disciples, I've got to leave you. I've got to go away. And don't you know their hearts were sad. It was very heavy. Because the best thing that ever happened to them, I was about to be taken away from them. I was about to leave them. But he said, I ain't going to leave you be yourself. He said, I'm going to give you another comforter. But I like what he said. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Man, I'll tell you, praise God, I say it again. Our sister's about to go. Hallelujah, I want to go by her. Myself, and I'm sure all of you that's out there, if you know anything, you know you want to go to heaven when this walk of life is over. But Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I'll come again and I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, he said, we've all shown me. Because in my Father's house are many mansions. And friend, he said, if it were not so, I would have told you that. He would have told us about it. But hallelujah, I'm glad to know there's a better day coming. There's a better place awaiting on us. Hallelujah, we're going to be where I'm at. Lord Jesus is. He talked about the gates of pearl. He talked about the walls of jasper, the street of pure gold, the cruel river of water proceeding out from under the throne of that place. Praise God, and I want to think about it for just a minute. Praise God, but what's so good about it? Friend, let me tell you, there'll be no sickness over there. There'll be no little babies crying. Praise God, in pain or agony. There'll be no hunger over there. Poor children ain't got enough to eat. And their little bodies is sick. And all been out of shape. A lot of things is happening in this walk of life. Trips to the graveyard all time. Trips down to the funeral homes. Somebody's a-leaving. Brother Joe and him sang the song. Friend, today, somebody's a-leaving. It may be you. It may be your neighbor down the road. Or it might even be me. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that Jesus gave us a choice. Hallelujah. That we could choose where we want to go. He said, choose this day who you're going to serve. What are you choosing? Brother, I don't know about you, but praise God. I talked to Joshua one time when the people was grumbling and backslid in their heart, and many of them said, I wish we had back down in Egypt, land under bondage. Hallelujah, they mumbled and they grumbled at Moses. Hallelujah, said, you brought us out here to die in the wilderness. We would to God we was back in Egypt. But Joshua went in among them and he said these words. Hallelujah, he said, I choose this day who you're going to serve. If you want to serve the gods of the Hittites and the God of the Jebusites and the God of the Israelites, you go ahead and you serve them and you worship them. The little Joshua said, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'd rather suffer with the people of God down here and live eternity forever and forevermore in the hell of hallelujah, for there's peace and there's happiness forevermore. No more crying, no more dying, no more sickness, hallelujah, no more pain. Hallelujah. Brother, I'll tell you, all this stuff is going to pass away. And he said, behold, all things is made new. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, we just got to go higher to get a new body, to get a new life. And praise God, really, if you think about it, you get it right here. When you choose Jesus, you choose a new life. Then the Apostle Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things is made new. Hallelujah. Lord, I choose to live for Jesus, don't you? I choose to suffer with my friends and loved ones for the name of Jesus, that we can all live together forever and forevermore, eternity in the heavens. And I tell you, and I believe we're about down to the closing out time. And the end, I'm going to read, if I see this a little bit, in Revelation chapter 22, and jump down in here just a little bit. Familiar scriptures, but they're so true. But I want to ask you, friend, hallelujah, I can't help what side you're on. I want to be your friend. Praise God, Jesus wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your helper. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I want to say tonight, you're lost without God. Come to him. He'll give you life. He'll give you peace. Amen. He'll give you joy. That is unspeakable and full of glory. Come to him. There's life in him. There's life more abundantly. But he's calling. And all day long, he stretched forth his hands to a people today that has turned him away. And they rejected him and sent him at naught. But he said, I knock at the door. Any man open the door. He said, I'll come in. Praise God to him. But I want to tell you, church, if he stepped out right now, praise God, with one foot on the land and one on the sea, with his hands raised towards heaven, and say, time ain't going to be no longer. This is the end of it. I want to ask you, how many's ready to meet Jesus? How many's been born again? How many's got the Spirit of Christ within him? No wonder he said in Romans 8 and verse 9, now if any man, woman, boy, or girl, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, Lord, he said he ain't none of his. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. You got to have Christ in you, the hope of glory. My Lord, and he said, if you'll open the door, somebody stand at your door and knock it. You ain't going to leave them standing out there. You're going to open the door to most people. And friend, let me tell you, he ain't dead to people or a person. He's a man that died for you and I. The best friend. You ain't going to leave your best friend standing outside. No. You're going to open the door and say, come in. That's all Jesus is asking you to do. It's open your heart, open the door, and let him come in, and he'll sit with you.
Praise
he'll be
Lord.
In you. Hallelujah. Some of them hit on your son's song, maybe a little bit there. Praise God, hallelujah. All we're talked about, all we believe on him. And the scriptures have said, do you believe that he died on the cross of Calvary? We believe that he rose on that third day, and he's alive, and he's alive now forevermore. If we believe, and praise God, as he told that little woman, had come to draw water, and Jesus sat on the well, and she come to draw water. He said to her, woman, give me a drink of water, my Lord. I prayed that she said, how is it? You being a Jew would ask me, a woman of Samaria, friend, I don't care how far are you after her. Where are you at tonight? If you're lost and undone, without God, you come to Jesus and ask him for that living water. Oh, she said, he said, give me a drink of water. She said, how is it? You ask me, a woman of Samaria, for a drink to the Jews. They don't have no dealing with us. But let me tell you, he loves you. He cares about you. He wants you. He wants to help you. He wants me and you. I'd have cast all of our care upon him. Don't he care for you or I tonight? He said, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that asked thee for a drink, said you had asked of me, I'd give you that living water. It'll give you a well that's springing up into everlasting life. Boy, it needs to be a bubbling over. Thanks to God. I'm telling you today, that anointing of power of God, Holy Ghost of God, it needs to be a bubbling up in you and me. If we're drunk of that living water, it needs to be a flowing like a river out of us. The anointing of God, hallelujah. That's the reason he said, praise God, if you believe, if we stand on the word of God, it'll be in you. I will. Hallelujah. Christ is in you. The hope of glory. It ain't you no more. It ain't me no more. Paul said it's Christ in us. Praise God, the way that we can make and stand. Times have fading away. Time's coming out. And running out. I'm going to read here in the closing out. Revelation 22. Praise God. And I'll jump in here. 22 and about 10. And he said unto me, begin to talk to the angel John and them as they begin to see it. And he said unto John, seal not the sayings. Don't seal the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Don't seal it. He said unto him, he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Praise God, don't shut it up, John. Tell it. But he said the time is at hand. Brother, I'm telling you, the time is at hand. Today is the day. Hallelujah. Time to hear the voice of the Lord. And they that hear, come. Praise God to him and surrender and turn it all over to the Lord. Praise God, where we say, no longer me, no longer you, but it's Jesus in us. Hallelujah. I said, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now the time is at hand. Hallelujah. But he went on. Hallelujah. In that time, I'll have a verse. He that is unjust. Hallelujah. Let him be unjust still. He that is unjust. If we ain't just before before God. Hallelujah. Praise God, if we're unjust, when this is said, hallelujah, when God said, the days that have, the time is now, the time that the Lord has come, and however you are, that's the way you'll be. If you got sin in your life, my God, I'm telling you, get it out of you. Repent from which you're fallen. Praise God, he's tried. God's tried his very best to get church world and people out there to repent. Told the churches of Ephesus, remember from which you're fallen. Remember, church, where you was at one time. But remember where you're at now. Hallelujah. We need to wake up. Come to the knowledge of the truth. And remember, I was one time way on up yonder in the realms of the Spirit. But something's happened. Remember from which you're falling and turn back to your first love. For Jesus still loves you.
Yes.
Still wants to help us to come on in to the knowledge of the truth. Praise God. Let me tell you, and I've said it before. Praise God, people wants to think, oh well, they fall away from what the Word of God said, and they've fallen from their own steadfastness. Hallelujah. Or what they used to be. And say, well, I don't understand this or that. Hallelujah. I prayed God one time. He looked at ignorance and he winked his eye. But man, after he come and went to the cross of Calvary and suffered, I bled and died, he ain't gonna no longer look. Somebody, oh, I didn't know I had to live holy, or I've got to live godly, or I've got to live righteous in this present world. I didn't know that. Brother, let me tell you, I praise God. Jesus, when he comes, he ain't going to wink his eye at ignorance. And they say, I didn't know it. Why ain't you know it? Why don't we know it? We got a Bible. We got a mind. Hallelujah. We got a world today. Praise God, people trying to tell me and you the right way to make heaven our home. Somebody said, I don't know the way. Well, let me tell you, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and I'm the life. So when I come up before God, and he said, the day is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. If we ain't just on that day, that's the way we'll stand. Unjust, unholy. Hallelujah. Paul said the time coming, it'd be unholy, without natural affection. Truth breakers. Now they're breaking every book, every word. They can, people, to breaking it down. Amen. It don't mean that. It don't mean you got to live holy and righteous. Brother, I believe it means just exactly what it said. Hallelujah. If he said we got to live without sin, we got to live without sin.
Amen.
If we got to live righteous, if we got to live holy, then we got to live righteous and holy. If we got to be born of the water and all the Spirit, hallelujah, that's exactly what he means. But he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy. Man, I'll tell you, when Jesus, when the trumpet sounds, hallelujah, the Lord steps out, hey, everybody's going to repent. Every knee's going to bow to it. Every tongue's going to confess. He is King. king of kings, but he ain't going to hear nobody. Everybody will pray on that day. Everybody will cry out, Lord, forgive me. Save me. But praise God, but today, how long have you had? Praise God, 50 years, 75 years, 90 years, 20 years. How long have you had to get prepared for the day of the Lord and still ain't ready to meet?
Preach on.
Hallelujah. God. Boy, we need to go higher than we've ever been. Remember, churches, and I'm looking for people to get that gift and then anointing stirred back up in their lives. Praise God, and get the church back on fire. For I don't care where it's at, who it is. Brother, we need to be on fire for God. My Lord, they need to be a spirit of rising. The anointing of the Holy Ghost power of God rising up in me. If we drunk from that living water, we need to keep drinking out of the well of salvation. Hallelujah, because when we lift up that mighty name of Jesus, he'll draw all men unto him.
Praise the
church
Lord.
World today is sitting cold. How can we're cold on God? How can we lift up the name of Jesus?
Right.
And how? If there's no anointing in the house,
amen.
How can it draw lost people in?
Amen.
Off of the spirit coming up, I believe there can be enough spirit in the house that'll cause a place in the road. I believe the Spirit of God will get a hold of somebody.
Yes.
They'll pull in. They'll get out and come in.
Yes.
And smile in the altar and get right.
Praise the Lord.
He's going to take the Spirit and the anointing of God to draw them.
Amen. Come on.
That's right.
I'm going to say it just as easy as I can. And as much love I muster in my heart. Don't nobody take offense. But a dead church is not going to produce.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
A dead church without the Spirit of God working in me and you, our people ain't going to be dropped.
Amen.
Well,
I've got to have the Spirit of Christ living in me.
Yes.
Amen.
To draw our lost people in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People are dying and going to hell every day. You might pray, Lord, why this and that? Lord might say to you, how come you're not lifting me up?
Yes, that's right.
But I'm drawing all men unto me. But whatever state we're in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes, that's how we're going to be. Hallelujah. However the tree falls, that's the way it's going to lay.
Amen.
But tell me, friends, tell me, loved ones, what did the Lord Jesus leave you and me here to do? What did he send the Comforter back for? What did he send the Spirit back for?
Amen.
That we've possessed, we've received it in our heart. And in our
lives.
And you know, sometimes we may have the Spirit, and we have if we've really been born again. But sometimes we just got to lift him up and praise and thanking him and giving him glory for what he's done for us. Because he blessed us to be able to come. I count it a joy to come and preach on this Facebook. Hallelujah. And I'm here. I don't care if you, none of you ever remember what my name is. Well, there ain't nothing in my name. It's in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here, not to build myself up, not to build my name up, but to build up and lift up the name of Jesus. Of himself, I'll be lifted up. I'll roll men unto me.
Praise the Lord.
God. Hallelujah, God's house. We got to lift him up.
Amen.
Giving him glory.
Yes.
And brother, I believe he'll draw. I believe he'll draw our lost people.
Yes.
I believe he'll tug at their hearts. Praise God. He'll let out the pine. An altar somewhere of repentance. Praise God. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. But listen, if you're filthy, you're going to be filthy still. But I love the next one. That he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Righteous.
Amen.
Holy.
Amen.
Righteousness. The grace of God,
praise God
that lives and abides in me and you.
Yes.
We're righteous and whole. The grace of God has brought salvation. It's teaching you. And it's teaching us. We got to live godly, sober, and righteous in this present world.
Amen.
He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Brother, I'll tell you, when he comes, ain't going to be no changing.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Can't change. Take off that old filthy garment. When he steps out, can you see him? Oh, yeah. They're going to run to the rocks and mountains. They're going to cry and bite people that they never prayed before. They're going to scream to the top of their voices. Lord, forgive me. Come into my heart. Too late.
You
filthy, you're going to be filthy still.
Right.
If you're unrighteous, you're going to be unrighteous still.
Amen.
If you're unholy, you're going to still be unholy.
Right.
But if you're righteous,
yes,
you're godly.
Glory God.
Be righteous still. I want to be righteous, don't you?
Amen.
I want to have a pure heart.
Amen.
Clean conscience.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. Want to receive Christ.
Yes.
In our lives. Show this world. Hallelujah. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy. Praise God. Somebody said you can't be holy. He said, without wholeness, no man has seen God.
Yes.
Oh, wholeness
right.
Or hell, ain't it?
Amen.
Well,
that's
what
it.
Will God's Spirit do?
Yes.
It'll wash you
yes.
From the inside.
Praise God.
When you get the inside cleaned up,
yes.
Washed,
come on.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by the Spirit of God, that dwells and lives in you.
Amen.
It'll teach you
how
yes,
to walk.
It will.
Yes.
Woo.
It'll teach you how to talk.
Yes.
Yes.
It'll teach you how you got to smell.
Come on.
And how you got to be.
Amen.
Even though we're in the world, we're seeing all around us ungodliness on every hand. Evil every way you look.
Yes.
But praise God, in among it all, we walk as children of light, the children of God shining to the slough in a dying world.
Amen.
That they can see your good works and my good works and glorify our Father.
Yes.
Which is in him.
Hallelujah.
Blessed is the pure heart.
Yes.
I'm going to heaven with it. Brother, have I got to have a pure heart?
Yes.
Yes, you do, brother.
Got to be pure in heart.
Amen.
Glory
hallelujah.
God.
Praise God. I tell you, it's time to get ready.
Amen.
It's time. I don't want to be like the man was. Praise God, when the guests come in and found a man, didn't have on the wedding garment, and he asked him, how you got in here? Not having on the wedding garment. And the Word of God said he was speechless. Couldn't say nothing.
Amen.
So what did he tell him to do? He said, bind him up, hand and foot, and cast him out. Are you going to be cast out?
Come on.
In the outer darkness? Well, they'll be weeping and wailing gnashing of teeth. I tell you, I got loved ones going on. I want to go back and see them.
Amen.
Not only to see them, I want to see that man that loved me enough.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Loved me enough when I wasn't lovable.
Amen.
When I wasn't washed. When I was filthy and ungodly.
Mom.
Used his name a lot of times. But he loved me.
Yes.
And he loved you wherever you're at.
Amen.
He loves you.
Right.
And he wants to save you.
Yes.
And bring you in.
Praise God.
To the presence of the Almighty God. Yes. Brother, and I tell you what they're showing. I don't know about you. Sometimes people act like it's a burden to get in God's house. That they think they're going to have to praise the Lord. But I count it an honor to raise my hands and my voice for Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God and tell the good news that what he's done for you and me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Look, I mean, everybody's saved tonight. Can look in the mirror and say, look what he done for me. He brought me out. And he'll bring you out.
Yes, he will.
He'll bring anybody out.
Amen.
I will turn them away, saith the Lord.
Right.
But I'll save them that will come to me.
Amen.
A lot of people are going to wait. They plan on getting right. But a heart attack comes. Or a stroke comes. Till they ain't got enough mind. Or enough breath. Or enough strength to ask him. Boy, we don't need to wait till trouble comes to our house. Hallelujah. To put locks on the doors. We need to be locked up and wrapped up and tangled up in Jesus.
Yes.
That the devil can't get in.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. We got fire. Somebody said, oh, if it wasn't the devil, I'd live right. Do you know Jesus gave you power over the devil?
Yes, he did.
The weapons of the warfare, greater is he that's in you, he that's in the world,
yes.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Praise God.
People know what the Word of God said, but
yes.
They don't want to do it.
Come on.
Don't be a hearer. Be a doer. I've heard that, preacher. I've heard that. All my life. Well, let's do something about
yes,
what God said in his word.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, he that is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I come quick. My reward is with me. To give every man according to his work shall be. Bring a reward. Going to reward every man according to his works. I want to have some good works, don't you?
Amen.
I want him to recognize and see me that I repented and I got my name wrote down in heaven because he said the books is going to be opened. Another book is going to be open, which is the book of life.
Yeah.
And the dead is going to be judged out of these things. And
that's
whosoever
right.
Is not found with his name in the Lamb book of life is going to be cast in a lake and burned with fire and brimstone.
Amen.
Honey, somebody loves you tonight.
Yeah.
Wants you to cast all your cares upon you. I thought about the children of Israel come out of bondage, out from under Pharaoh. they mumbled and grumbled and they complained till their dead carcasses fell in their wilderness. Church, I tell you, we've wandered so long and so many so far away from God till their hearts is cold. And gross darkness has taken a hold of people. Hallelujah. But I tell you, we need to resist the devil.
Amen.
Resist the devil. He'll flee from you.
Right.
Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh unto you.
Amen.
Lay your hands, you sinners.
Amen.
Purify your heart, you double-minded. Pray. Seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon you and me. Because he loved us. He loved us.
Yeah.
Let me read on. Clearly, and as his work shall be. He said, I'm out of the middle of the beginning and the end, first and the last. He said, blessed are they that do his commandments. And blessed are they that do his commandments. A lot of people, they'll keep some of the commandments,
come on,
and then they'll break some of the rest of them.
Amen.
But they say, oh, well, that's all right. But the Bible said if we break one of them, we're guilty of all.
Right.
But blessed are they that keep his commandments. Now listen, as I read it. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. Meaning if I keep his commandments, if I do what he said, I've got right to the tree of life.
Amen.
Amen.
But if I'm breaking his commandments, then I don't have no right to the tree of life. But if I'm doing and abiding in his word, and his word abiding in me and you, then we can ask of him. And he'll do it. That they might have right to the tree of life. And he said they may enter in the gates into the city. They may enter in the gates into the city. But if we don't keep his commandments, if we break his commandments, and he said in the 15th, far out are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers, murderers and idolaters, whosoever loveth them make a lie. Far out. They ain't in the family of God. They far away from the Lord. But God's calling.
Yes.
Children, I'm telling you, he's calling.
Amen.
His spirit is abiding you. Hey, somebody listening right now.
Come on.
That the spirit of the Lord is bidding you to repair your sins.
Amen.
I can't tell you what's the matter with you. Praise God, but the Spirit will let you know.
Man.
He'll let you know who you are of.
Right.
Praise God, but the Spirit, and it says on over here, the Spirit and the Bride. The Spirit, the Bride says come.
Go.
Spirits have been somebody to come. Come to me.
Yes, sir.
Come all you that are burdened down. Come you that's troubled. Come you that's lost. Come to Jesus. He'll forgive you of your sins.
Yes, he will.
He'll give you peace and joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. I can't tell you how great and how mighty it is to get in the house where the Holy Ghost power and the Spirit and the love is moving through the house. I can't explain it to you. I try to, but I'll never get it told. Only way I tell you to recognize it and to know how good it is, get it yourself.
Amen.
So I keep the big bitch up cake.
Jesus.
I lick my lips and my tongue. I tell you, boy, it's the best cake I've ever eaten. But to really go ahead and describe how deep it is and how great it tastes, how it feel, I can't explain it to you. You just got to get a bite of it. You just got to taste of Jesus and find out how good he is.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God, I done it as well. In the courts. In the house of God. With God's people and dwell in the tents of the ungodly.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The joy. One of the writers said it's joy unspeakable.
Yes.
And full of glory. Yesterday David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Church, we need to raise on up just a little higher.
Amen.
We're closer home than we've ever been. Remember from whence you fall. Repent. Turn to your first love.
Amen.
Let him raise you higher. I'm talking about higher than you've ever been in the realm of the Spirit. Don't be weak. Don't be weak. Let's be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the armor of God that you can stand against the walls of the devil.
Yes, Jesus.
You get that armor on. Devil can throw every fire dart he wants to, not can he, brother?
Amen.
But he can't touch you.
Right.
Because you got the armor on. Why? Why is people hurt so? At every little word. Or every little thing. If it don't go my way, am I going to get offended? And sit down or draw back from doing what God wants me to do. And I know if we're not walking upright before, and it seems like the preacher's just throwing everything at you. But it might not be they're throwing it at you. They might be preaching to themselves.
That's right.
You ever
come on.
Think about that?
Right.
Trying to build themselves up a little bit higher. My Lord, in the tent, hallelujah, people said, well, I believe he's a thought out of me. I'm trying my best to learn not to throw nothing at nobody but just preach the word of God.
Amen.
And get myself in shape and get myself in order where I can preach what God said to preach. Praise God, and I'll be strengthened and you'll be strengthened.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Let's don't be offended in God's word.
Amen.
Let's grab hold of it and be encouraged and strengthened by the word of God.
Amen.
And put it on the armor. I'm telling you right now, you can't run now.
Amen.
If every little thing now kicks you backwards under the bench,
right.
What's it going to be? A little bit on down the road. Lord, we need to come out of our shout. We need some of these preachers running the bank stops. Hallelujah. Seeing what God will do first. Somebody said, you mean? We went in a Baptist church one time down in Georgia. Pastor Stetson said, come and have a revival. He didn't believe in the Spirit of God very much. Hallelujah. But we was in there. I'm telling you, the power of God filled that place.
Praise the Lord.
He got filled with the Spirit and anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Took down the benches, back around up the benches, jumped up in my arms, knocked me down on the bank. Praise God, we had a time. Praise God, he said, I've heard about this anointing, but I've never tasted of it. A lot of people shared about the anointing, but they don't know nothing about it.
Amen.
You got to taste him. You got to know him.
Amen.
You got to feel him. You got to obey him.
Amen.
And he'll lift you up. We'll get Tim to come back and sing. If our brother gets ready to come on, praise God that you pray. Pray much. Reach out to God. Everybody listen. Just purpose it in your heart. As the time is at hand. Today's the day of salvation.
Amen.
If you're a child of the King, just say in yourself, I'm going to try to lift Jesus just a little higher.
Yes.
I'm going to try to speak a word to some of my lost people. But I tell you, when you walk up to that casket, you're laying there looking in the dead carcass. Ain't nothing you can do. Now's the time somebody needs to tell somebody about Jesus. Now's the time we need to lift Christ up to our lost people.
Yeah.
That that spirit anointing of drawing. I love you. I appreciate the Lord.
Right.
But we're way down in the evening time.
Yeah.
The last days, as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, also it'll be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Praise God. Pray much. Pray for our brothers. Pray. Thank God for all you that's out there. Let's continue praying one for another. Tim gets ready to come and sign. You just reach out to the Lord and let God have his way.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
When the melody's been written and the words have all been hymned and you've heard the Spirit calling today.
Yes, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the good Lord.
706, come in and tell where you're at and who you are.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling in from Bonnell Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing today?
We're blessed.
Hey, I misplaced that scripture.
It's 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 and 7.
Oh, yeah, that's what I called it.
Brother James said for you to go ahead and go before him.
Well, it don't matter. I'm just going to sit here listening.
Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. I had it here in the fan blower. One moment, please. I'm going to get here again together. Today's been a lovely day outside. I didn't get to go out, but praise God, I seen the sun shining. Is that 1 Timothy 3 and 6 and 7?
No, 1 Timothy 6, verse 6 and 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was reading that this day. I got it in work. Okay, you know. I thank Brother Miles for letting me go for him, it really don't matter to me. Every bit of it's the word of God, and it ain't going to run, so. So, I already read it, but God is great, for we bring nothing into this world, and we in His continue that we can carry nothing out of this world. You know, that's what a lot of people, you know, we don't bring nothing in this world when we come, you know. We don't even got no clothes on our back, and we're born with nothing, and that's what we're going to take with us. But the only thing is, when we die, the only thing we're going to take with us is the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Because He said, I'll go with you even to the end, praise God. That's what we're going to take with us, the Holy Ghost. And I wouldn't want to look back, because this life that we're here living in, if it wasn't for the Lord, I would be most miserable, and I was up till about 23 years old. I give my heart to the Lord, so you know, I had a little bit of taste of it. But praise God, the only thing you're going to take with you when you leave this world is you're going to take nothing with you but the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'll read verse number 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which will some covet after they have erred from the faith and proceed pressing yourselves through with many sorrows. You know, I know the band at one time. He was a good man. He was come to church and he would sing, and he was a pretty rich fella, you know, and I'd work on his house and everything. And but, you know, one day that him and his wife come to church, you know, and they was doing real good. They was pretty healthy, and like I say, they was set up in their house, you know, brick house and everything. They had anything they could want. They didn't want for nothing, but anyway, she fell on the doorsteps at the church, and then he wanted to sue the church. But you know, just like this, that just made chills go all over me. And but guess what? About a year after that, she passed away in a nursing home. Then a little after that, he passed away. Had a heart attack at home. But his daughter was the sister pastor's wife, and she got the house and everything. And she went in there and she found thousands and thousands of dollars in that house that he had stored up. He had hid everywhere. He had money everywhere in every room. And I helped her find some of it, and it was unreal. But I say that to say this, he couldn't take it with him, praise God.
Amen.
He didn't give his health, he didn't give his heart to the Lord. After he did, the minute they wanted to sue that church, he wanted the money, in other words. And so, but you know, the Lord's not happy with something like that. If you got hurt at the church, you know, praise God, all you got to do is go in there and get them to lay hands on you. And you'll be healed, praise God. But if your mind is not right with the Holy Ghost, and if your mind is not set on the healing, you ain't going to get it. If your mind in the Lord, and if your mind is money, that's what you're after. And you know, you may get that money, and you may get... Yeah, these two or three times in my life, I had a pretty good much money. But, you know, I didn't store it up. And the first thing I did when I got it, I paid my tithes and everything, and I done what was right to the church. Then I'd go shopping a little bit. But, you know, I know that when I was gone one of these days, I can't take that money with me. But there's nothing wrong with keeping your family sort of set up a little bit. But, you know, even if you can't afford to leave them no money, but that's all right, too, because the Lord Jesus Christ will take care of them. And I said, you know, we're talking about, you know, the love of money. Now, that's what's wrong with this world today, praise God. The love of money, nobody wants to do nothing for it, but they want the government to give it to them and sit around the home free and gripe and complain about it because they're not giving them enough. And you know, but... that's just the way they are, you know. But the Lord says, get up and do something. I help those who help themselves. If you want vegetables, we'll dig you a garden, praise God. You don't have to do a big one, whatever it is you do. It don't matter what you want to do, but I'm saying this, do something, praise God. Don't just sit there and wait on the Lord to bring it to you hand and foot. Some of them say, well, Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the heart door, and he'll come in and sup with me. But you got to open that door, praise God. They don't understand that. You got to open that door and let him in. He's not going to force himself in. He's not going to break in on you. He's going to come in, praise God, and he'll sup with us. And that means that, you know, the anointing of God will be right there, the Holy Ghost will. And if you need a healing, if you need anything in your house, you got a broken heart over a loved one gone, or if you got a broken heart and you know, your wife might have left you, or your husband, you know, praise the Lord, you got rid of that bad luggage. So hold your head up, praise God. And if the Lord wants you to have another, he'll send a good one to you. Because, you know, that's the way God is, you know. And he supplies all of our needs according to his riches, and he's very rich. He don't need our money, but praise God, what he wants is us, our souls. I mean, he wants us, our souls, to come to him. That proves to him that we love him too. Just like he loved us over 2,000 years ago when he nailed him to the cross. He showed his love to us, and all he asks is in return. It don't cost you nothing. It's freely given and freely received, praise God. All you got to do is humble yourself and let the Lord enter into your heart, praise God, and you won't have to worry about all these worldly things. I know, you know, we still got to have them because we got to live in this world. But, you know, but someday, you know, we're going to be called home, and we can't take nothing with us except the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that because he said, I'll go with you all the way to the end. Even though, you know, some of them say, well, I know the Lord all my life, and I read the Bible 200 times. Well, it don't matter if you read it like a magazine. I don't think you're supposed to read it like that through and through. I think you need to stop every now and then and get out what the, dig out what the Scripture says. And they say, oh, we can't understand the King James. Well, you have not wisdom because you ask not. And so, you know, we got to straighten our own lives up sometimes. I was talking to a fella yesterday about church and stuff, and he said, well, when I get some things straightened out, I may go with you. I said, don't, I know, I've been there, man, don't start that. I said, every time I try to straighten things out, I made it a lot worse. And he said, well, that's me too. I said, but when you get start getting things straightened out, it's when you start talking to the Lord. I said, you know, we got a plain church. We don't care what people, you know, just come as you are. We don't care if it's black and white together. And we don't care, praise God. And I told him, I said, get in the Lord and let him die. And I said, he said, cast all your burdens on him. And he said, well, I know that because I grew up in a Pentecostal church for all my first 18 years of my life. I said, well, you know what the Lord can do. He said, well, I've done so much of stuff. I don't even think the Lord can hear me no more. I said, oh, he hears you right now. I said, Lord hears you. He hears everything we're talking about. He even, you know, he knows what's the next step going to be. But, you know, it's like this. I said, I'm not pushing you to go to church. You don't have to. I said, but, you know, if you want to get your life straightened out, and you don't have to wait a week or two, you don't have to wait 3 years for you to try to get it straightened out. What you do have to do, praise God, is talk to the Lord about it. Cast them upon him and say, here, I'll give it to you, Lord. Now I need a good night's sleep. But, you know, a lot of people, they want to call on the Lord when they need a miracle, you know. A lot of people want to call the Lord when they want this brand new car and they got four or five sitting in their yard, you know. They don't need that. And they're not going to get it, praise God, because he said, I'll supply your every needs, not your wants. And so then they get mad because the Lord won't give them what they ask for. And, oh, he turned his back on me. No, he didn't. He said, I'll supply your needs. If you need food on your table, he will make a way. If you need your light bill paid, he'll make a way. Praise. Hello? And, that's just the way he is, but some of them don't understand how God works. But, you know, if they get deep down into the Word of God and read and study the Word of God, because every Scripture's got a love letter behind it, every verse and every word. So, you know, it's like, then they people say, well, I don't know if Jesus really cried. Yeah, I think he cried for Lazarus, praise God. Because they wanted him to bring Lazarus back from the dead. He wept over him, praise God. But he, you know, he loved him. He loved Lazarus, and he was a good friend, the Bible says, and he, but Mary and Martha wanted him to bring him back, and that's why he cried for. He didn't want to really bring him back into this world, but through their faith and their believing in Jesus Christ, you know, that's their heart desire. And they are one of his children, so he gave them their heart's desire. But, you know, that's the way it is nowadays. You know, everybody wants to do this and do that. Then when they get in trouble, they go back to the Lord and say, Lord, that blessing you gave me last year with all that money, says, I don't know what happened to it, but I need another blessing, Lord. But you know, the Scriptures talks about the ten wise and ten fools. He gave them the talents to, you know, praise God. He gave one 5 talents, one 10, one, I'm just paraphrasing this. But he only gave the last one talent. And then his Lord took his journey, and when he come back, the one that had the five talents, and I traded, and I gained five more. He said, good. And the one that had three talents, he said, I traded, and I gained four more. He said, well, three more. He said, well, good, you good and faithful servant. Then he asked the one, he said, I give you one talent. He said, well, I know you was hard. You was a hard man to go to deal with, Lord. So I didn't want to take a chance on taking it and to the chambers and trade it. He said, so I went ahead and took and buried it. Didn't do nothing with it. Didn't do nothing with that. With that one talent, that's all he had to worry about. One talent, and you know, say, well, what are you talking about, one talent? Well, how many can sing? How many can play a guitar? How many says the Lord that anointed them to speak in tongues? How many of them the Lord to touch them to be Sunday school teachers? How many the Lord give them talents? And they don't use them, praise God, but then they want to blame God. Because they won't bless him like they want him to, but, you know, we got to understand God. And if we know our Heavenly Father, we'll know why things happen and why things don't happen. But, you know, we got to hold on to that unchanging hand. And that things go in this world and just let them alone, you know. I've been here in this bed for... since I had the first of the month, had surgery on my foot, but, you know, I still read and I think, and then, but, yeah, I made some money every now and then, but I can't go nowhere, but praise God. I make a few phone calls, praise God, and then I found out this one insurance place owed me $175, praise God, and I didn't even know nothing about it. So that's the way God works right there. And God works in the mysterious ways. I mean, I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you need, praise God. Whatever you got your heart on, most of all, if you put your heart, trust, and love in the Lord Jesus Christ, he take care of the rest of it. And no matter how far you went in this world, and no matter how far you strayed, and no matter which town you went to, home, but one thing that you cannot get away from, and that's the Lord, because he knows exactly where you at, praise God. And he said, hey, come unto me, Lord, my child. And he said, I'll give you and cast your burdens upon me, but you know, someday, Sister Betty, that we all are going to have to bend our knees. We all going to have to bow. We all going to lose that. Had to go to the altar. Well, I was like that, like I say. But, you know, when the Lord got a hold of me, it was an easy thing, praise God. I don't remember it, but it was easy because... Praise God, I got a whole new vision of what things the Lord had in store for me. But you know, sometimes we got to wait on the Lord. But you know, that's about all I got to say right now. And thank you for letting me be on the radio here. And thanks, Brother Maul. And thank each and every one of you. In the name of And I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on and helping us. Going to get Brother James on. Brother James?
Yeah.
Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, sis. I got it. Tell everybody, you know, I want to praise God. Because that's what we're called to do. When we've got his spirit in us, we can't keep from praising God. And that's the reason I get to wonder. There's a lot of people today, they're worried about everything in this world but God. And they think, I've got that under control. I go to church all the time. But you know what, people? You can't be sitting in the church house worrying about what you're going to eat for dinner or worrying about what's going on at home. You better be worried about your soul. Because this ain't going to be done. When this, all this world is just going to burn up. Heaven and earth, remember, will pass away. But his word, Jesus Christ, is forever. The glory to God. Ain't time we got ready to meet him, because he's fixing to come in the air. And I'm going to tell you something. You can worry about this junk down here all you want. God will take care of you. If you'll just serve him, I guarantee you will take care of him. But praise God, when you go to church and you claim Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you tell that you've been born again, and you can't praise God, I don't believe you. I don't believe you know it. I don't believe something's right in you, or your mouth go open up and praise God. I guarantee you won't bring a rock with you to church. Because he said, if you won't praise me, the rock will immediately cry out.
Amen.
If you'll praise him, glory to God, he'll claim that song. Don't want no rock to take my place. I want to praise God. I want to tell you what he's done for me. And glory to God, right now, before I even get started preaching, I want to tell you something. Sunday before last, I had a heart attack, I think. And it broke me. Now I hurt so bad I couldn't stand it. I got sick and threw up, just sweat running off of me. And I went to the doctor, the hospital the next day, emergency room. They checked me all out. While I was there, though, I testified to every nurse and every doctor that come into that room. And when it cleared me enough to go home till I could see a heart doctor, I started going home, and I turned down this old back road to come to the house. And a gospel song I had turned up playing. And I was praising God because I got to come home and find nothing wrong right then. And when I did, I don't remember driving no further. I drove on home, but I don't remember it. I got lost in the Spirit of God. I was praising him and glorifying the name of Jesus. What he'd done for me, glory to God. And when I got to the house, I quit taking my blood pressure medicine. I ain't took it now for several days. And my blood pressure is burning. It couldn't come up because of blood pressure medicine. I had it pushed too low. But I had to have it because they said I had high blood pressure. Now I'm not taking nothing. And God has done some healing in me. Glory to God. I want to tell you something, friend. There ain't nothing in this world I've taken the place of that, of God that can heal you while you're praising him. Glory to God. And you wonder why you ain't got the glory of God shining in your life, and you won't open your mouth, lift your hand, say glory to God. Amen, preacher. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what's wrong with you. You're just like the Bible says, you're trusting in uncertain riches. You don't know who owns it all. Everything you get, you just loving that. A new car, a new house, new stuff, new furniture, new this. Praise God. That's called blessings. That's called what God's blessing you with. That's why your mouth and your heart ought to just boil over with praise for God. What he's doing in your life. What he's doing in your kids. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I praise God for what he does in me every day. Every morning I wake up, that's another thing I can praise my God for. If I've got food to eat, I praise God for it and thank him and ask his blessing on me. And people ain't even got time. They'll open up their lunch bag at dinner and just go to stuff in that face. They sit in church, look at their watch, and wonder what time the preacher's going to get done because they're wondering where they get to the restaurant before it gets full. When everybody gets there, that's the problem today. It's worse than everything else that God's put up on that back shelf. Everything else is on the front shelf. And glory to God, that's why the churches is eyes cold, praise God. And they wonder why they keep losing people from church. They don't go to warm their soul where there's not no fire, glory to God. They're trying to find the fire of God, something that'll hold them and draw them and pull them in the eternal glory that's in Christ Jesus, glory to God. That's what they're looking for. That's why it says this. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain. It's an absolute certainty that we can carry nothing out. Praise God. You can work your life away and stuff money in the bank. You can just buy gold like they did on TV. Don't trust money. Buy gold, and you can have a stack of it. Bill, have your house. praise God. But when you get to heaven, if you make it, that gold is asphalt. That's what paves the streets in glory. Hallelujah. You just walk on that junk because Jesus is the true riches of this world. He's what makes you happy. He's what sets you free. Glory to God. Ain't no man, no prayer, but praise God, that's worse than money and the junk of this world. Hallelujah. That one day it ain't all going to burn up. It's the glory of God that needs to sink into your soul that will set you on fire. Glory to God. And when the devil comes, and he surely will, he'll try you, he'll tempt you, he'll bring things on you, but you look up and praise God because you know he's going to bring you through. That's
Amen.
When you got faith. That's when you got real riches. That's when you got something that you can hold on to and take with you when you leave this world. Is the glory
Amen.
And the salvation that Jesus Christ died to bring. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says this. It said the love of money is the root of all things. It's which
Amen.
Coveted after, they have erred from the truth and the faith. And pierced himself through with many sorrows. You see, if you serve in riches, glory to God, and something happens and you lose a few dollars, it just kills you, breaks you down. Well, glory to God. The devil can come with sickness, with sorrow, with the loss of a family member, and you've still got Jesus. You've still got joy. You've still got that peace that goes beyond all understanding. But praise God. In the midst of sorrow, you can have a smile on your face and a song in your heart because you've overcome this wicked world and all the filth of it. You're standing on holy ground. You're living a life and you can be proud of it. And your kids is going to see that example. And they might not be in right now, but God give me a promise. He said, if I'd serve him with all my heart, and he not only saved me, but he saved my household, all my children, grandchildren, glory to God. They may run, they may hide, but praise God, he's got a target on them. He's going to draw
Amen.
Me in. Hallelujah, Amen. God. Stand on that, baby. Despite the devil. Tell him he's a liar. I don't care what you see him do. You know what they're going to do because God said so. That's riches beyond anything this world can give you. I can give you $1 million today, and you'll sit and worry about that million lasting you your life. That's just all you get on your mind. My money, my money, my money. My God owns it all. Praise God. About that, he only got of 1,000 deals. He ain't going to let me go hungry. Praise the Lord. But people's got it in their mind that they got to worry and look at this junk down here. And I guarantee you, I have never been rich in my life. The most I've ever made is around $38,000 in a year. I look back. That's the most I've ever made in my life. But praise God, I never wanted for one thing, and I've been happy. I've had the best wife any man could ever have. And we wasn't just loving each other. We was in love with each other. And we served God together. And praise God. We get in hard times. God would come through. Praise his name. He's never failed me. He's never let me go. He's never let me down. He's always been there. If you're making the rock of your life, you won't worry about money because you'll know the God that owns everything is going to supply according to your needs. But bless God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Because people have let go of the faith in God that they was meant to have. And they claim, well, I've got the Spirit. I've got the Spirit. Praise God. You got something that you think is the Spirit. It gets on you and puts chill bumps on your arm. And praise God. And then when hard times come, you fall out of church. So that things are going bad. I had to stay home and take care of this. I had to stay home and take care of that. I didn't have time to go to church and praise the God that's given me the strength and the hope of making it through the hard times. Oh, no. You sit down and wallow in pity. Oh, woe is me. God, help me. God, help me. He did help you. He died on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah, God. that you can be forgiven. Let Lord build us with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost within you. That's the power of God. And you can overcome it all. And don't worry about y'all if you just worry about yourself. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I want to read a little bit over here. Praise God. This comes out of the 12th chapter of the book of Luke. And it's a parable that Jesus told. And I want to show you, people's always thinking after everything down here, trying to rake it in, buddy. And then when I get old, I'm going to take it in. So was this one. Here's what it says. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I'll say to my son, so thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine and eat and drink and be merry. Now, does that remind you of the church people? I've seen them be in church and all of a sudden come into these big, high-paying jobs, you know, paid real good. And it, just a little while, you don't see them no more because their job and their money has pulled them away from the love of God that they claim to have so deep down in their souls. But when that money got the cloud in their eyes, the good they could get started stealing their hearts. Glory to God. And it's laid up all that money. I can take these now. I can buy me a boat and go to the lake every Sunday and ride my boat, pull them on interviews. I can enjoy this world. Hallelujah. I've made it. I've got through to the high side now. Oh, God, that's the way they are. But glory to God, this is it. But God said unto him, thou fool,
amen.
Thy soul shall be required of thee. Then, who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Who's going to enjoy what you fell in love with? Who's going to enjoy your boat on the lake? Who's going to enjoy that money in the bank? Who's going to enjoy that gold you got stacked back? Who's going to enjoy the fine house and the fine yard and all that? Because you lost your first love. You lost God when the money pulled your heart away. The love of money is the root of all evil. Because right now, all over this country and all over the world, if they think you got money, you look out. Because you'll probably be robbed sometime or another. If they know you got money, they're coming for you. Because they love that money more than they love anything. And they just don't steal it as earning. But praise God. God supplies it all. And we don't have sense enough, I call it mind enough, to understand that the riches of this world is all going to be inherited to them that love the Lord. Glory to God. The meek, the ones that's humble before God, they shall inherit the earth. That's what the Word of God said. And if we're worried about it now, I can inherit it all if I humble down and give myself to God and serve Him with my heart and my soul, my mind and my strength. Give Him what I've got now. But praise God, He's going to give me everything in just a little while. Hallelujah. I'm 67-year-old. I'm looking way on over that mountain. I'm down nearly the other side. But praise God. But when I reach that finish line, folks, then I'm going to get my riches. Then my reward comes to me. And ain't getting nobody of this world take that from me. Hallelujah. And if you let the devil steal it from you, you go to the church, and can't open your mouth and praise God. Preachers say, anybody got a testimony? And they'll look down, hold their arms folded, and look down. to keep from having to give a testimony. It's just jumping up me. I do, brother. I want to tell you how good God's been to me. I want to tell you, I was lost and undone, wallowing in sin, in outer darkness, and he come to me and drawed me, and when I saw the light of God, I fell on my knees, and I begged his forgiveness, and asked him to come into me, and
glory
to God. He came in, and the Holy Ghost came and sanctified. I threw everything away for the glory of God. I threw it away for the joy it brought me. I threw it away for the peace I got. Hallelujah. And they don't even remember from whence they came. And they go back to it like a sow that's washed. They go back and wallow in the mire again. That's exactly what people are doing today. But just like I said, some of the churches is so going around, it's so hollow when you go. Ain't no presence of God, and they're on the fire to get warm by. They go somewhere else, and they get the fake, and I can't find it in the church now. I'll just watch it on TV. And if TV evangelists go to tell them about, don't you see money to me, and give me your money, and God will multiply it back to you. And they get to listen to false doctrines, false teachings, false glory, because they got them itching ears, and that preacher just doesn't tickle their ears, but glory to God. And they get their mind set on all these riches and things they're going to get. Because that preacher said, I can just send him money. God will multiply it back. Well, that's better than the stock market. Oh, glory, I'm going to do that. And then they spend their money, and that preacher's riding around in a private jet, living in a mansion, riding in a limousine. Glory to God. And you there, doing without your money, doing without God, doing without his blessing, and then wondering what it went wrong. When we leave the teaching of this book, you leave God behind. When you let go of him and start getting other things that's ahead of you, praise God, that's something wrong right there, because you took your eyes off the prize. You remember what happened to Peter when Jesus come walking across the sea. And Peter said, if it be you, bid me walk on the water. And he said, come. He steps out of the boat. He's standing on top of the water. I mean, praise God. He's doing it, folks. He's walking on the water toward Jesus. But a big wave hit him, and he looked on. Just like us, the minute we get our eyes and our heart off of the Lord, we start sinking right back down where he picked us up from, set us on a rock where we couldn't be moved, and praise God, we step off the rock.
Amen.
It's time that we get back where we ought to be. Here's a little verse here on this part. And it comes out of the book of Mark, chapter 8. And I'm going to read verse 35 and 6. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What would you take for it? Because I tell you what, I heard one time Brother Yearwood told me this. He know the man that got down and wouldn't pray to God, he went to pray to the devil. And he said, devil, I'll give you my soul. I'll serve you all my life if you'll make me rich. And he said he died a multi-millionaire, but he died miserable and a horrible death, hurt and in pain, misery. Because he didn't have God, and he couldn't come back, because he sold his soul for the riches of this world. And when he died, they didn't bury one bit of it with him. Somebody else took it. Somebody else enjoyed what he sold his soul for. People don't sell your soul today. Glory to God. Come back home. You know the story in the Bible about the prodigal son. You may have went way off from God, and you might have wasted yourself thinking you had it all when you had the things of this world, not knowing that God was the very one that was blessing you with them, trying to woo you back because he loved you so much. And praise God, if you'll turn around and take a step or two toward home, he'll run and meet you. He'll follow you. He'll kiss you. He'll hug you.
Amen.
He'll tell you, my son that was dead is alive again. My daughter that was lost, she's home. My child that had left, is come home to the Father, and he'll lay on you and welcome you and take you and wipe you clean, praise God, and you can go on and call heaven home for eternity. But praise God, what if you don't? Hallelujah, God. I don't know how much time I got, but I want to tell you something. They told me a joke the other day. It's about this, but a preacher that he had been preaching for years, a multi-millionaire, and he just died just like that with a heart attack. And said one of the angels took him, had him by the nape of the neck, and flew him down into the pit. And he said, we got special places for people like you that lead people astray, that refuse to preach the word of God, but you preach for money. Got special places for us. You got three choices. I'm going to carry you to the first one. And then he carried him this huge place and looked over in it and said, all them people were standing like this, nothing but their face sticking out. And in them flames, they kept just like that, trying to keep the flames off their face. And he said, I don't believe I want this. So he took him to the second place, and they looked down in there, and the fire was up to about here. And they was burning, and hurting, and faces burning, and turning black on them, rubbing and beating, trying to keep him. And he said, oh, I don't believe I want this one either. So he took him to the third place, and he looked over in there, and they standing there about knee-deep in the fire. And they were so much better off than the rest of them. He said, now you got to make a choice. You only got these two. He said, I'm going to choose this one. He said, all right. He threw him in. And when he threw him in, he waited just a minute and said, all right, boys. Break's over. Back on your heads. You better be careful what you're choosing, people. Because it's all going to be electrified.
Amen.
It's going to be the same if you left God and was only going today and didn't repent and come back. He can't hug you. He can't forgive you. He can't say, my child is alive again. They've come back home, and I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to pour my love in you. Oh, you've opened your heart. I'm coming inside. He can't do that if you don't give him a chance. Right now, Brother Priest, right now, you've got time. Right now, while this is going out, praise God. If you know who God is, if you know that he's a forgiving, a loving, a supplying God, then why don't you let go of whatever's got your attention out this morning? Look off and look back toward God. Start on your way home. Because praise God, it ain't going to be long. You're going to see him anyway. He's coming. I believe he's already saddling up that white horse, getting ready to ride back. And when he does, he's going to come out of the eastern skies, going to open up. And there's an angel going to step out on the cloud and declare time no longer. That means time. You can't repent. You can't change. You can't let go of whatever you had hold of. You're going to hold that through eternity and burn in the lake of fire. Right now, you got to change. Why we preach like this? Why are you trying to make me mad? If you get mad, maybe you'll think about it. If you get mad at what I said, it ain't me that's hurting you, it's the Word of God. It ain't me that's convicting you. It's your Heavenly Father saying, I want you to come home. I want you to come home. If you're lost and never know Jesus right now, you may have a, I got a nephew who's in prison right now for drugs. And he's a young man, 20-something year old. And he told his mama the other day, you just don't know how them drugs call out to me. You want me to go get some all the time. And I thought to myself, if you just knew Jesus, he'll call out to you every minute of every day. Come on a little further. Come on a little deeper. Come on and I'll give you a little more. Praise God. I'll keep you so satisfied that you won't even look at nothing else. And I'll keep you supplied with whatever you need to live. I'll be your God. And you'll be my son, my daughter, my boy, my girl. You'll be mine, my child. And glory to God. If you throw that away, you're a child of the devil. You're a child of the devil. There's only two. There's only heaven and that lake of fire. You've got to go one place to the other for all eternity. Right now I'm asking. Look to Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the supplier. He's the I am. And if you say I am what, he's everything that you ever need or ever want. Once you really get him inside your heart. Because you won't let go. You won't run away. He'll be the one you choose. Just a bit, I'm turning back to you. I hope I left you enough time. I love all of you. God bless.
Okay, we thank you for coming on and obeying the Lord. And do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I want you to remember John David Gaines. He's the young boy who's in prison this month. Needs his son. And he's not doing too good. He won't try to do right. And I just pray that God gets in and changes his heart, turns him around. Remember my lost children. All of them out there that they know God. They've been taught about God. They've raised with him in church. They're just running away, but they got to stop one day. As far as you can run, God will be there when you get there. Remember them, remember Mother. She's been having a lot of up and downs with her blood pressure and stumbling and stuff. So remember her. And just, I want to praise God again because I believe he's healed me of everything that was wrong. And I feel great. I'll turn back to you, sick baby.
Okay, we're just going to all go to the Lord in prayer and pray over these, all these needs here. God knows who they are and what the needs are,
yes,
so we're just going to pray all together here.
Yes,
Lord, we just praise you and thank you.
Heavenly Father,
we
come before the mighty throne of God.
Lord,
we come before this throne right now. Ask you, God, that you would move in the environment that you come upon man and conscious of pity, upon the dog and the little all out here, God. There's people we need to hurt. There's people that need saving. There's people that need Jesus, God. There's people on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio that need a church, Almighty
God.
They need that real. That his love will bring us to the moon. God, I ask you to draw them right now. All the love, God, put it in their hearts. So long, God, that they have the yield of it. And come to know
you.
Lord, for all those that are sick, for Brother John's sister, God, I pray that you will be able to touch the Lord and his revival, God. God, I thank you for what you've done. God, I know that they are possible through God to them that believe. I praise God, I believe. I fully expect for people to be called and tell how they got healed, how they got moved on, how they got saved and redeemed by the blood of Jesus and the word of their testimony. God, I pray that the cold hearts are going to be warmed again. I pray that the people in the church get so tight that they can't settle. Stand up and give you glory. And Lord, we can glorify you right now. Magnify your name. That's holy. And God, let us be holy as thou art holy. And God, I want to see your face one day and glorify your precious name in your name. In the name of Jesus, ask you to move on to your belly, on her ribs. Pain of hernia. God, take that pain away from her and let the healing virtue of God touch her right now and lift her up. Claim it in Jesus' name. Praise you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Praise God. Thank you. Glory. Thank you for this. Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you.
There's some power in that prayer. Woo.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In that mighty name.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, I see that we've gone off the air, so we're going to say good night. God bless. Tune in next week, same time, USH time, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to say good night. God bless, and we love y'all.
Good night. God bless. Love all of you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.